scripture text is found in Psalm 122, verse 1 to 9. Psalm 122, verse 1 to the end. The Song of the Grace of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. We are first of all told to pray for kings and those in authority. We should never forget to pray for our new prime minister, because he has very much to do, and times are getting harder and harder. But we are now told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. A Christian has a dual duty, to pray for the nation of which he is, and also to pray for Israel, to pray for Jerusalem. Why we pray for Jerusalem? Because it is the thermometer from which you can read about the nearness of the coming of Christ. And this is aroused by our recent visit to the Holy Land. My 11th trip, which I thought I would never read. But when I went there, all the more I see the sign of the nearness of the coming of Christ from what is happening. The Jews have been punished for the rejection of our Lord Jesus by nailing him on the cross. And they say, crucify him, crucify him. But they gave Barabbas away. And Pilate declared that he had found nothing wrong with him 3 times. Yet, the whole thing happened by the high hand of God to allow it. And our Lord in suffering on the cross, but he rose again from the dead, is able to save us to the uttermost. God is never outwitted. So because of the evil that they had perpetrated, the Jews were cast aside in the world. The wandering Jew. The Jew in exile. For 2,000 years, they are without the country. And they drift over all over the world. Until 1948, soon after the Second World War, on May 14, suddenly, by action of the United Nations, Israel became a nation. Immediately, 5 Arab countries around Israel, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, join hands to extinguish the Jews. But God was with them. And instead of losing land, they gained land. They won. Then came the Six-Day War. The very famous Six-Day War in 1967. When in 6 days, war broke out again. And the Egyptian Air Force of over 400 planes were completely destroyed in the preemptive attack. And the Jews lost only 600 men. But in 1973, at what is known as a Yom Kippur War, War of the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is the holiest day of the Jews. And when they have a holiday, and when they relax, suddenly Egypt attacked. And this time, the Jews, Israel, lost over 2,500 men. And it's a very serious loss, because they are such a small nation. And the one who had won the battle almost against the Jews was Sadat. But God, who is in control of all events, somehow moved Sadat's heart to personally himself come to Jerusalem and offered to the Jewish Prime Minister Begin at that time peace. He said, let us make peace. Why did he have such a wonderful thought? Of course, it came from God. And in so doing, he took back the Sinai Desert that was held by the Jews. The Sinai Desert is very rich in oil and other things. The strategic position it occupies. But they were willing to make peace. That immediately takes away from Israel a third front that they have to face in case of war again. The southern front is negated, returned to the Egyptians, but peace is established. And following that, King Hussein of Jordan also made peace with Israel. So all the third front is taken away, that Israel as we see today has now become a superpower, for they also possess the nuclear bomb. And as a result of this, we can see that peace has come to Jerusalem, and peace within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. You can watch Israel. The stronger it becomes, the nearness it is to the coming of our Savior. Because God has a plan that when He returns, Jesus will reign for 1,000 years in Jerusalem with the revival of the throne of David. Then it is the greatest wonderful treatment for Christians. What are your prospects? Every day we want to find better prospects. If it is this world, it is temporary, no matter how rich you may become. The wonderful thing is that we will reign with Christ 1,000 years. But it's very specially declared that those who have died for Christ, who have suffered for Christ, will reign with Him. But if we have been living for Christ and doing our best, well, even as a road sweeper for Christ, I will not mind. How wonderful it is, this prospect that is given to us. And I can see that Israel is getting stronger and stronger. No other country of the Arabs in the present situation is able to conquer Israel. And our Lord is coming soon. From other prescriptions, from other predictions, according to Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to 16. The Third World War, the last war, has been declared by leaders to be the Third World War. Now we know that between the First World War and the Second World War, there were only 21 years. The First World War ended 1918, but by 1939, the Second World War broke out. I'm glad that I live in the heyday of the Second World War and learned many things. But do you know that after the Second World War till now is going to be 60 years. 60 years. 2005. Today you get a shock that 2005 is here by the display of calendars outside. Every one of you is entitled to one calendar of the four types, and they are in English or Chinese. English is John 3:16. I call this household evangelism. And in Chinese, it's my father's calligraphy. Christ is the head of this house. You're entitled to 005 calendar. It seems that 005 has already come. And we know that when the last war comes, it will happen in Iraq again. You can read yourself. The river Euphrates. Iraq has undergone such a battering, and now the civilians are dying like flies with a lot of rebellion. So, when will this happen? It's already 60 years. In other words, every year is drawing nearer and nearer to the mark. And then, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 to verse 16, says that when the war happens in Iraq and the Euphrates, again, it soon comes to Armageddon. Armageddon, and it will be the enemies of Israel from the east. We need not think of China, but east of Israel will be Arabia, will be Iraq, will be Pakistan, Afghanistan, but it may include the Chinese. All these things are going to happen. Does it not seem to us, praying for the peace of Jerusalem has connection? We came to the Holy Land, and I especially, having led and read about these things. Today, Israel is a superpower. No one can touch her of the Arabs. Which will mean drawing even closer to the Third World War. Armageddon is a battlefield. In Hebrew, it's called Har Megiddo, Hill of Slaughter. An ancient battlefield that if we are going to attack from the north to Jerusalem, you must pass through this battlefield. And then, in no time, it takes just a matter of 2 or 3 hours here in Jerusalem. And that's why Armageddon is the battle of Jerusalem. In Daniel, it is mentioned how God wants to protect His people, that 2/3 will be killed, but 1/3 will be left, and they will be led to safety to the desert, to the caves outside Israel, particularly in Jordan today. So, as we see, Israel being strengthened means the nearness of Jesus coming. What prospects do you have? We all hope to go to heaven, don't we? Every one of us. Why do we come every week? Because we want the salvation of our Lord Jesus. We'll follow what our Lord will tell us. And this is one vital truth that is missed by many fundamental churches, especially of the West. And they don't believe that Christ will rule on earth for 1,000 years. But Christ will give us life. And Christ will give us our portion that in the next world we not only will go to heaven forever, but we will enjoy the peace of Jerusalem. Yes, alive, living, resurrected, will live again. And we will be with the Lord forever and ever. Well, sometimes we want these good prospects to be in our children. I wish my son will be this or that, but it may be of the world. You may even become the Prime Minister of Singapore. But what is that compared with the prospect of living with Jesus? A life for 1,000 years and continue from there. World without end. This is really a wonderful truth, but it is all in the Bible. To pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity even within thy palaces. As Israel gets stronger, we know the coming of the Lord is even closer. Let us therefore turn to our Lord Jesus. Is there anything in our life that displeases Him? We must listen to Him and change over. Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, as we went to Israel and we saw the signs of Thy chosen people, the Jews, and Israel today, help us all the more to get ready. And what are our prospects? But life everlasting, to be with You forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.